From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggiapinto. Utah Governor Gary Herbert is set to release his budget recommendations this morning. KUER's Sonia Hudson reports.
Herbert is likely to continue prioritizing education spending. Last year, he recommended adding $445 million in new spending, and the year before, $276 million. The budget will also have to contend with the $160 million tax cut approved by the legislature and Herbert last month. The new budget will also reflect recent changes to Medicaid. After the federal government approved Utah's Medicaid expansion plans in late December, the state is now only responsible for 10% of the cost of the program. Before, they paid for 30% of it. Herbert's budget recommendations will be sent to the state legislature, which can make changes and will eventually pass a series of spending bills. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
A Utahan has died from complications of the flu. Southwest Utah Public Health Department officials confirm the person was under the age of 65 and lived in one of the five counties in its district, which includes Beaver, Garfield, Iron, Kane, and Washington. Another 172 people have been hospitalized in what officials are calling a moderate flu season so far. A Salt Lake County Health Department official says there has been a high number of cases of influenza B, which typically isn't seen until the end of the season. The Utah Department of Transportation and Unified Police launch a new pilot program today aimed at improving traffic in the Cottonwood Canyons during heavy snowfall. Applicable to canyon residents and employees, the program awards stickers to cars that comply with snow tire and chain requirements after inspection by the agencies. Those vehicles can then pass through when the traction law is in effect that requires all-wheel drive or chains. Cars without stickers are subject to inspection by law enforcement to ensure compliance with that traction law. The program was created for those that travel the canyons most frequently. UDOT and UPD say they may expand the program after they evaluate results of the pilot. States across this western region are taking steps to bring in more revenue from hunting and fishing permits. As our Mountain West News Bureau's Allie Budner reports, this kind of income is important for many fish and game agencies in the West for funding conservation efforts.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife saw a 20% increase in revenue last year due to the structural changes it made. First, the agency raised fees for in-state hunting and fishing licenses. Second, it changed how people gain eligibility for big game permits. Now they have to apply for a small game license first as a qualifying step. Travis Duncan is with the agency. He says this brings Colorado in line with how many other states in the West operate, and that the extra money will go towards conservation efforts.
Increasing our big game populations, improving our wildlife populations, increasing the number of fish we're stocking around the state.
Duncan says Coloradans can also now expect hunting and fishing license fees to increase annually to match cost of living changes. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Allie Budner.
Utah's Division of Wildlife Resources says revenue from all license sales went up nearly 3% from 2018 to 19. That's a bit higher than the average annual increase the agency has seen over the last decade. They have not raised fees in a while, but the state does require hunters to buy a small game or a combination license before being allowed to apply for a big game hunting permit. The Arizona elected official accused of paying women from the Marshall Islands to give up their children for adoption in the United States has quit his post. Maricopa County Assessor Paul Peterson's resignation yesterday came after county leaders suspended him. He's been charged with illegally paying women to come to the U.S. to give up their babies for adoption in three states that include Utah. He faces human smuggling charges here and in Arkansas and is accused of defrauding Arizona's Medicaid system. His attorneys say Peterson ran a legal adoption practice and has been vilified before his side of the story is known. The decommissioning of the Mormon Temple in Salt Lake City has begun. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints closed its largest temple last month for a four-year renovation. Decommissioning means removal of sacred items from the temple before construction starts. The process takes several weeks to complete, and when it's finished, the temple will no longer be considered a dedicated building. The structure anchors Temple Square and was first dedicated in 1893 after 40 years of construction. I'm Diane Maggiapinto, KUER News.